more closely. So in the trials of women undergoing breast-conserving surgery, randomized to radiotherapy versus not, for node-negative women at 5 years, a 16% difference in local recurrence translated into a 15-year survival difference of 5. For node-positive women, that difference was much larger. It was 30%, but due to the increased force of mortality of breast cancer, the survival difference was only 7%. If you look in the mastectomy trials of radiotherapy versus not, for node-positive women, adding radiotherapy improves local control by 17%, which translates to a survival difference. If you add radiotherapy to a node-negative woman after a mastectomy, you see a 4% improvement in local control and no difference in survival. So in Z11, the absolute difference in local control between the two treatment arms is 0.4%. So based on this information, the likelihood that that's going to translate into a survival difference is almost non-existent. So I think from a common sense perspective, we can feel fairly comfortable that as opposed to if we were observing failure differences of 10% and 5%, that this is very unlikely to happen.